So, former car czar Stephen Ratner is being formally accused of civil fraud for allegedly paying for kickbacks to win hundreds of millions of dollars in investments from the New York State pension system. That's what we're reporting on today. But yesterday he was all over the media, in a sense, taking a certain amount of credit for GM's emergence from bankruptcy and holding a very successful initial public offering yesterday. The stock was up almost 7%, 7, 8%. But Ratner has agreed to pay $6.2 million to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to settle a civil lawsuit. His troubles are not over with, and it certainly takes some of the shine off of what might have been a GM success story. Here to talk about the Ratner legacy here is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Ratner did not look terribly thrilled yesterday, even as he was taking a certain amount of credit for the GM roarback.
Well, this case has been hanging over him. You know, we've been talking about it on this show since the spring of 2009, because while he was at the head of the auto task force,
right,
helping to oversee GM and Chrysler and restructure them, it emerged that before that, as a private equity executive, his former firm had paid all this money in various ways to pension officials, and Attorney General Cuomo and the SEC believed those were kickbacks to get money invested in his private equity firm. And so we've known for weeks he's been negotiating with Attorney General Cuomo, who, you know, will become New York's governor soon, and that the negotiations were stalling. And so he knew, and he'd gotten a call Wednesday night actually telling him that it would be filed on Thursday. And so he was sitting on morning TV program yesterday, knowing that soon afterwards it would become formal that he was charged by the attorney general.
You know, and he's tried to stay out ahead of this all the way along. He wrote this memoir of like how I saved, you know, the car industry, and was doing a book tour and sort of talking himself up. But he had to have known in his gut, even doing interviews on this program, that the pendulum was about to swing the other way.
Well, you know, one can always hope that things will go away, but certainly Attorney General Cuomo has said very strongly all along that he was going after Ratner aggressively. Last spring, the SEC and Cuomo settled with Quadrangle, the former firm where Ratner worked, and they explicitly said they were leaving Ratner out. They were still going after him. One of the very interesting things to me about yesterday, though, was they've been negotiating kind of behind the scenes for months and months and months in private. That really blew out into the public yesterday into a very hostile battle, because as soon as this case was filed, Ratner's camp was putting out statements accusing Attorney General Cuomo of trying to bully him, and Attorney General Cuomo's camp was putting out statements saying Ratner was trying to use his friends in the press, and Ratner's office also filed a bunch of legal filings. So it's really gotten very hostile.
Does this, and before we go, and I don't want to put you in a political position here, but does this reflect badly on Barack Obama's judgment of character and even bringing him into this situation here?
Well, you know, when he was appointed, the White House knew about the investigation generally, but all of the details about Ratner's actual role were not fully out.
So it's an interesting detail that they knew something about. Something was up in any case. Louise Story talking about billionaire Steve Ratner and his troubles with Andrew Cuomo about to become governor of the state of New York. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.